Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Maybe you heard that guy's going to do a small little show over in College Station at Kyle Field. How many people do you think? I mean, I think there's going to be people camped out outside of Kyle Field.
Oh, for sure.
Just to hear it and be in the presence of George Strait and Parker McCollum. By the way, stay tuned. You get code words to enter to win your free tickets for that show coming up here from 100.3 The Bull. It's time for our 10-minute tune. Let's find out what Eric should sing about today. You know how this works. You give us the topics, whatever you're thinking about. If Eric likes one of those topics, he will choose that, take 10 minutes, go out in the hallway, write a song, and come back and perform it here on the Morning Bullpen.
Kate's on the phone in Huffman. Kate, it says here you're 6 years old, and what would you like Mr. Eric to sing about?
My little brother always annoys me.
Oh, little brothers are the worst, right? Kate, what's your little brother's name?
Chase.
And what kind of stuff does he do that really ticks you off?
Sometimes he slaps me in the face and he
hands aren't for hitting. Unless it's a spanking, then we hit.
A little confusing.
Kate, good luck, sister.
Kate, we'll write that one
It'll
down.
It'll make you stronger, I promise.
It is a universal topic, I feel
That's
like.
True.
Yes.
That's all right.
How about Amanda? Hey, Amanda, what should I sing about today?
Grumpy teenagers in the morning. You tell them to go to bed early. And as I'm dropping her off, you know, at school, she's giving me this side eye. Like, how dare I make this suggestion?
Ooh, she's there right now, staring daggers into you?
No, I already dropped her off. Her. Yeah, I actually changed my shirt because there was, holes burnt into it.
I love
Rumpy
it.
Grumpy teens.
Okay, what's her name real quick? Give her a shout out as all the other students are headed into school right now.
Oh, good morning, Michelle. Mommy loved you.
Yes. Mommy loves you, Michelle.
Go to bed earlier.
Yeah. Every teacher, everybody that's listening is like, Michelle, we heard your mom on the radio today. All right. Let's see. Let's go back line two, Mo.
And Gail is in Dayton. Hey there. What would you like Eric to sing about?
The crazy things students tell that happens on in their house to their teachers.
The teacher's like, get all this information. You're like, what do I do with this information? I'm worried about what my toddler tells her teacher.
Oh, big time.
Right?
Oh, be worried, because what I found out last week, I don't want to hear again.
Oh, Wait.
I want to know. Find out if we're going to get sued, first of all. We're not going to get sued about this, okay? Can you tell us in a family-friendly way what you might have heard?
Oh, I heard. They said, well, they do it all the time. So, well, I wanted to know what they were talking about. And I said, what? Who does what all the time? Well, 'cause my mom makes sounds at night.
Oh, okay, got it, got it. Loud and clear, loud and clear.
I told you, yeah. I had a feeling this was not going to where you go.
You are my children's teacher, aren't you?
And yell, thanks for calling.
Thank you, and yell, yes, we'll write that one down too. Wow. Okay, all right, 713-881-5500. Gabby is in Cypress. Gabby, can you bring us back here? What should Eric sing about today?
Girl Scout cookie sales.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Are you a Girl Scout?
Yes.
Gabby, what'd you think of that crazy video of that Girl Scout getting robbed here in Texas?
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, my goodness. This guy just stole her.
Thanks for bringing that up, Mo.
He stole her whole box. It's like making national headlines because he was a bad guy.
My brothers, like, eat all the cookies before I can even sell them.
So you got cookie robbers, too. Yeah.
So what should he mention in a Girl Scout cookie song?
You have to go door to door, and some of them don't even open. There's 7 popular flavors. Cinnamon and caramel, delights are the popular ones.
I've got a different sort of idea, though, from the perspective of the person who can't get enough Girl Scout cookies. Oh. What do you think?
That sounds good.
That's fun. Good. That's why you do this, Eric.
Yes, I think Gabby gets extra badge for being on the radio.
Yes, absolutely.
I listen to you like every morning.
Aw, you're so sweet. Well, thank you, and best of luck with your cookies.
Okay, thank you.
All right, then we're going to choose you, okay?
Oh, thank you.
I'll put 10 minutes on the clock. We'll find out what Eric comes up with. It's Girl Scout cookies, the topic on our 10-minute tune today. All right, coming up in just about 10 minutes, we're going to officially announce the brisket bracket, and it will open for voting. We're looking for the best brisket in Houston. It's the Meat 16, and it will open up coming up in 10 minutes here on 100.3 The Bull. Time to find out what Eric has done with our suggestion today. And who was it again that was giving us the suggestion for our 10-minute tune?
George, it was Gabby.
Here's what she said. Girl Scout cookie sales.
I remember Gabby.
I remember.
I remember a lot of the callers from just a couple of minutes ago. So. But yes, I do remember Gabby. She wanted to sing about the different flavors, but Eric said he had a different idea pop in his head when she said Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, now I did take her suggestion and put some flavors in there.
Okay.
But I did it from our perspective, the people who love the cookies and can't get enough of the cookies.
Okay.
And I did it in the style of, remember that song Nookie by Limp Bizkit? Yeah!
Actually, yes, I do, and I'm sorry that I do. Here we go, 10-minute two.
Look around this time of year, those little drug dealers are everywhere. Green vest at a table in a parking lot, dragging little wagons in my neighborhood. Just one hit and you'll be jonesing, yo, to those thin men, tag along, do-si-dos. Every time I see them, I say tell them no. But I'm a sucker for a little caramel. I prefer to eat them with my mouth, but hey, I could crush them up, snuff them to my brain, put them in a needle right into my veins. I'm Girl Scout cookie insane. One more box, hey. 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 One more box. I did it all for the cookies.
Yeah.
The cookies.
Yeah.
They are just so yummy. I stick them in my mouth. I stick them in my
mouth.
I stick them in my
mouth.
I stick them in my
mouth.
I did it all for the cookies.
Yeah.
The cookies.
Yeah.
They are just so yummy. I stick them in my
mouth.
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 Okay, all right. Kids, if you're wondering why your parents are laughing so hard at that song, they'll explain it to you one of these days. That was well done, Eric.
I think I liked it.
I was going to say, I wasn't sure that I was going to be on board with that.
I
didn't know where you're
going. I should have known. I should have known the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. But we trust you. So I love that. Girl Scout.
One more box. Hey.
You know what? Sometimes your brain.
It's broken, George.
Sometimes your brain is broken. That'll be up today, by the way. You can download and share with all the Girl Scout moms, okay? It'll be on our podcast, which you can find at themorningbullpen.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.